Hello and welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Hello.
And Ben. You got to turn it on, Ben. There's a little on switch on there somewhere.
It was on.
Oh, never mind. I got to unmute you, Ben.
I don't know what I'm doing. You got all this janky setup and shit.
Point that up a little if you can. We're going to do all the sound checks on the show. My goal is to do all the worst possible things, and someday WATP will finally put me on their show and have plenty to clip and make fun of me for.
So professional.
Yeah, except for the sound quality is still going to be better than theirs.
Well, look, they can't. He can't shit on us for everything. Shots That's fired. Why I'm giving him plenty of things to shit on.
Yeah.
Since our audio quality is vastly superior to his.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
I'm good.
Meh.
Yeah. All right. I wasn't even going to record today, but then Colin's like, oh, I got just hours of content.
Hours of
just
it.
Just got so much to say.
Right. Colin's got very content on content.
I played a game.
Oh, yeah?
So I was on the Switch store.
All right.
And found a game called West of Loathing.
Okay.
Do you remember that game, Kingdom of Loathing, that Flash game? It was like kind of an RPG with stick figures and like the classes. One of them was a baby seal clubber. That was like your warrior.
Just vaguely. I never played it, but I vaguely remember you talking about it.
It's fucking funny. It's very clever.
Yeah.
Just silly shit. You know, very Monty Python-esque almost.
Right.
Well, they put out a game called West of Loathing, which is the same thing, except you're in the Old West.
Nice.
Like, there's a book I read in the game, and it taught me, like, traveling skills.
Yeah.
And one of the things it did was give me this silly walk perk. So, like, every time I walk, I just fucking somehow walk differently. Like, hop on one foot, jump on my lantern.
Nice.
It's fucking great.
All right.
So, I've been playing that. It's fun. Entertainment. I sold a bunch of games.
Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah.
To Pop Culture Exchange. Right. So,
Ooh. So you got $5?
No, I got $400.
They actually give you a good amount.
Yeah, Pop Culture is pretty good.
Oh, all right.
I mean, they're not going to pay you what they're going to sell
retail
them for.
Is, but I don't have to deal with scammers on eBay trying to say I didn't send them a $300 game.
Yep.
But CanDeal usually treats you pretty well down there.
Yeah.
I was just commenting the other day how just eBay is just a cesspool of human waste.
It's
that are
terrible.
Just gaming the system constantly.
I'll sell awful. Some stuff on there, but I avoid like high traffic things.
Oh yeah,
stuff that can easily be resold by somebody. So
that's probably why so many people have switched to Facebook Marketplace. Like even shipping, because Facebook Marketplace now has even when you put local only. Still half the results are shipping results.
Yeah, it's annoying. That's annoying. And there's also like no real
safety checks.
Yeah. Like there's no way to protect myself from like I can't go in and look at the ratings people have.
Yeah.
Like I can go and see like, oh, he's been rated this many times and he's averages this out of 5 stars. That's it.
Wait, safety as a buyer or a seller?
Both. Yeah. Either or. Doesn't matter.
eBay doesn't give a fuck if you're a seller. I know
right.
That.
They don't. Yeah, they almost always side with the buyer. You have to be very diligent in your documentation of things. Like, I'm selling a product. I'm taking detailed pictures of it if it's something special.
I don't know. I haven't bought shit on. Like, I bought the first thing I've bought off of eBay since my motorcycle. Like, when I had my motorcycle, I bought, like, some shit off of there for it. Throttle cable and shit like that you couldn't find locally.
Right.
But that was 2015. And just a while ago, I bought the first thing I've bought off of eBay in 6 years. And that was some Warhammer shit.
Of course.
I buy stuff on eBay, but it's almost always just like parts and shit.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
Things to repair headphones.
Right.
Like I can't fucking go anywhere in town and buy that.
Right.
So eBay is my source because that's where most of the Chinese vendors sit and that's who makes and sells that stuff.
It's who sells everything. I actually bought some Warhammer shit off of a Chinese bootleg site last year.
Yeah.
Like, perfectly serviceable experience. I got my shit within a couple weeks. It was only $10.
Nice.
It was a hell of a deal. The site got shut down shortly after that, unfortunately, because, I mean, obviously GW is going to lock down on fucking bootleg shit, but...
True. Yeah.
But I got my autocannon bits for my tank, so...
Right.
Go me. And they sent them. I mean, it was $10, so I wasn't going to lose sleep if it didn't get sent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
So... I took these games down there, and they were all old PS1 games, so they're all fucking scratched up to shit.
Right.
And so Candy's got this fucking professional resurfacing machine.
Right.
And I was like, hey, can you run these through? And he ran them through, and I got them home, and I'm looking at them like, these don't look right. Like, usually when he runs them through that resurfacer, you pull them back, they look fucking brand new.
Right.
No scratches. Well, they're still hazy. So I went back there, and he was like, yeah, I probably need to change the wheels. Let me do that. So he changes out the wheels and redoes them. He's like, oh, yeah, that's a lot better. And I go back there. He's like, are you sure you don't want to sell them? I was like, what'd you offer me? He's like, kind of like $350. I was like, he's like, what? I mean, what's it going to take? I was like, give me $400 and I'm out. Because I did the math. If I sold them after eBay fees and shit, I'd probably get almost like $487.
So yeah.
He's like, and that's assuming I could get like, the average going price for right. everything.
And that's assuming you sold them and didn't have to go through a bunch of bullshit on the other end.
Correct. And so, yeah, he gave me the money and then I'm just going through all my stuff. Like, if you have old games that you don't fucking play, right now is the time to sell because the fucking used video game market yeah. is ridiculously yeah. inflated right now.
Well, it's because whoever's fucking doing those Mario scams.
Yeah, the fucking... Really... The grading scams. Did you watch that video, Kenny?
I didn't,
linked?
But I
dude,
been...
it is fucked up.
What's a Mario scam?
Okay, so scam. Recently a copy of was it Mario 64 and then the original Super Mario yep. Brothers each sold for like $1.5 million each at auction.
So okay. In 2017, the highest selling game, like the most expensive game ever sold, was a PSA or WADA rated like. It was like a mint 9.8. I think it might have been. It was the Gold Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
PSA?
It's not PSA. It's a different company. PSA is trading cards.
Oh, but same thing.
WADA Games. And there was another company who did it, but WADA Games is who graded all this stuff. It went for like $56,000.
Yeah.
In 2017. In 2021... There's multiple games that have gone for over $1 million. And it's not individuals buying this.
It's all sold at auction.
It's all speculation. So it's like people like going, I'm going to throw some money and invest to go buy that game. So they buy a fraction of the value. It's like the NFT bullshit.
Yeah.
It's
a little bit like that.
Have you ever seen the movie Trading Places?
You're asking me if I've seen a movie.
It's pork bellies and fucking oranges.
They're trading on fucking this copy futures. Of Mario 64's futures value.
Yeah.
So it's like a commodity?
Yeah. They're commodity trading on individual copies of video games. Okay.
And yeah. So the documentary that I watched, the video I watched, is like an hour long. It's fucking worth watching. It goes in, talks about this WADA Games, which started in 2017, was, even though it's not listed on their website anywhere, the one of the co-founders or the main investors in it is a guy who runs this auction house that's been selling all these games, who was fined like $1.5 million in the 1980s. For scamming collectors on coins.
Yeah.
So he's the one who wrote the fucking grading guide on coins in the 1980s, and he owned the auction house to sell the coins.
Yeah.
So he's just
like it's
so he's
fucking
doing that with video games.
Dirty as shit.
Cornering the market. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, he just came to the conclusion like all the people that were involved in these things are involved in this, and the government is just yeah whatever we don't care.
So basically, what they're doing is they're selling these games to themselves to already officially inflate yep. the value and make it seem like it's worth $1.5 million. Yeah. So then they can try to trick people into buying future copies for exorbitant amounts of money.
Yep.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That first game that sold for $1.5 million
yeah.
was bought by the owner of WADA.
Yeah.
The CEO of WADA and like three other guys. Yeah, it's dirty as fuck. And what it's done subsequently is fucking brought the bottom of the fucking rest of the used game market up.
Yeah.
So the scam on it is these guys buy this copy of Mario for $1.5 million. And yep. then they sell shares of other copies of Mario. Say, well, if you pay, we're going to divide this copy of Mario 64 into 100 shares. So, and we're going to sell them for like $10,000 a piece. And so that's only $100,000. Then if we sell it for $200,000, everybody gets $20,000. So they're artificially inflating the value of Mario to trick people into buying investments on individual copies of Mario to sell at auction later, are going to be worthless.
Let's be fair. If you're going to pay an exorbitant amount of money for...
You deserve to get scammed.
Yeah.
Just
go fucking get a ROM. They're free.
Oh, my God.
This is more about, like, collector's items trading.
Yeah,
like,
but I'm just saying, they're idiots.
Yeah, yes.
They are idiots, but the big problem is it fucks up the rest of the market.
Like, right.
Right now, you want to go out and buy a game that should have cost you 10 or 12 bucks 3 years ago. It's going to cost you 60 bucks now.
Right. That's... Yeah,
for tiniest fiddle. Like, who cares?
I mean, care.
You don't because you're not a video game collector.
I mean, I have video games that I could go out and sell if I wanted to.
But you're not a collector. Is the thing?
Right. So you're saying I'm not an idiot?
Yeah, kind of.
Thank you for that compliment. That's very nice of you.
I mean, you collect other dumb things.
Look, we're all idiots about something. Okay.
Says the guy who owns two $2,400 graphics cards at the current moment.
Exactly. Something that never actually gains in value.
It's just only going to depreciate.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a fucking moron. You're right.
Oh, shit.
If you could watch that video, I mean, you seem to understand a lot of it, but it's... Yeah.
Oh, I've been following it through, like, other means, like, hearing about the stories through other means. I didn't watch that video, but I know what's going on.
It was pretty insane.
Yeah.
You know, you had guys like Pat the NES Punk who's, like, calling this dude out and is like, this fucking guy is scamming everyone.
Right.
Like, and, like, part of it was that Wada Games, the CEO, like, he managed to get himself on, like, Pawn Stars a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Like, he was their expert they went to like, go and, oh, how much is this game worth? Like, why is the guy who runs the grading company telling you what games are worth? He shouldn't have anything to fucking do with that.
No, that's a scam.
Yeah. But basically, it made it so people recognize that as this is the number one fucking, this is the leading authority in games grading. The biggest scam part about it, I mean, other than all the shit we were talking about, apparently most like grading companies, like the card grading companies and stuff, they will give out lists, comic book graders.
Yeah.
They'll give out lists, databases of this is how many of these we've graded. And this is how many like that graded in this, graded that.
Right.
And they don't fucking give that information out. The WADA Games.
Oh,
so they're hiding that information from collectors.
Great.
Because the rarity's not quite as...
Well, I mean, Super Mario
Brothers... It's not as rare as you're led to believe.
Well, there's like 100 million copies of the original Super Mario Brothers out there.
Correct.
Probably about however many Nintendo 64s there are, there's at least that many copies of Mario 64.
Well,
I mean,
sealed copies off the shelf. I mean, you got to assume whatever was sold, there's probably still 1% of those sold out there.
Yeah, exactly.
That are still sealed and probably in great condition.
Right.
I really, 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 really fucking regret not taking that sealed copy of Super Mario Brothers 3 when Shopko went out of business. That was we found between like
one of the cabinets. Why wouldn't you have taken that anyway?
I can't remember what happened with it. Like, I think I brought it up because I didn't want to fucking walk out with something. Like,
somebody smarter took it.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, somebody smarter took it, but they probably sold it and it got opened.
Yeah.
I would have left it sealed.
Right.
And now I'd be like a millionaire. What the fuck? I'm an idiot.
You'd be like my buddy who fucking bought Bitcoin when it was a joke and then now he's a millionaire.
Yeah. I thought about it back then. I thought about mining Bitcoin too.
Yeah.
And and I looked into it. I'm like, this is too much work. I don't feel like doing this.
I started mining the other day.
Good job. You're going to be, well...
Spending more than you get back.
Basically, yeah. I mean, that's just what people end up doing.
It is.
You got to get the right performance to price ratio. And I
The trick
I have
is,
no idea what that is, apparently.
The trick is to get it mined and get it sold before it becomes illegal. Yes.
Well, you have to not mine Bitcoin. You have to figure out
what the next one's going to be.
What other coins or cryptocurrencies are.
I was doing Ethereum. And the problem is, like, I'm not leaving it running long enough because I'm scared because my baby's dying. Like, I'm watching it overheat like crazy trying to run all these calculations.
Yeah.
And I can't leave it running long enough. Nothing's paying out yet. So I don't even have any money to show for it yet. But, I mean,
time to water cool, buddy. Liquid cooling.
Yeah. And then, well, there's RAM on the back of it, which you can't adequately cool. And since I got an Asus, if I take it apart at all, they're going to be like, no, we can't return this. But in the meantime, the middle fan in this one card that I bought is dying. So it's like brand new card, and it's like, it's just a piece of shit. I fucking hate Asus.
Well, you got to just buy. This is what my work did. It's got a server in the back of one of our offices, right? For the massive amount of computing that they do in my company.
Oh yeah, tons.
And they just bought a window air conditioner and mounted it behind the server cluster to blow right on the server cluster to keep it cold.
Some janky shit right there.
Yes. Okay. Welcome to the place I work. This is how they solve their fucking problems.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. So just get a window air conditioner and blow it right into your fucking case, man.
It's not a bad idea. Water cooling would be good, but that's also another... That's also easily another $2,000 down the hole. Jesus. It's nuts. It's fucking crazy.
Right.
The extent that some of these people go to it.
Yeah, it is. Another story. So a buddy of mine sent me a text message. He just said, fuck gamers. I'm like, well, duh. Like, I mean, what about it, though? So he apparently went up there for something and goes to check out and swipes his card or whatever. And it pops up asking for a tip.
Gamers?
Oh, yep. Ew. He was like, wait a second. When the fuck do retail places ask for tips? And I was like, well, maybe it was one of those things where, like, they, because, like, sometimes you'll go into, like, fast food restaurants and they just didn't disable it or whatever.
Right.
Like, whatever. That's fine. You just hit zero.
Yeah.
Well, he hit zero and it fucking declined the transaction.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's like a mandatory tip?
Apparently. He's like, it's like minimum 18%.
Where was this?
Gamers. He didn't say which one.
I mean, there's only one. Well, there's two, but they're both owned by the same guy.
No, there's
Second Street one.
Three.
That's a game. That's not a Gamers anymore. That's Game Room.
Yeah.
The one in the Westroads is gone.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I was in the Westroads the other day, and that Gamers is already something else. I
mean, really?
Yeah.
You could just call your friend an idiot for trying to invest in a used game company because they're all just kind of going what down the shitter anyway.
He's not investing in it. I'm sure he's just trying to buy a.
I mean, just something. Sell. I mean, but I'm just the comment I'm trying to make is that all of them are just going downhill. Like
all the what?
All the used game stores.
No, they're not.
Gamers and...
Pop Culture Exchange is doing quite well.
See, they're fine, but that's like a local one.
And they're also not a game store.
Gamers is local, too.
What's the one that they were short selling?
GameStop.
GameStop. Yeah,
GameStop is going tits up.
It's always been... Yeah, but it's been going tits up for
a
decade.
Here's the difference between GameStop and the more local game stores is... GameStop only trades in current gen and sometimes the immediate previous gen shit. Whereas places like Gamers and Game Room and Ben's Game Zone and shit, they trade in like more retro shit. Yeah. So there's more of a market, I think. I think there'll be more of a lasting market for that kind of shit because it's not all digital, like everything modern. Right.
And so like little mom and pop shops, for lack of a better term, are fine. Yeah. But Gamers got pretty big for a while there.
Yeah, Gamers.
Gamers went out of business already.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know the Gamers story, so I'll just recap it real quick for you. We've talked about it before, but Gamers went under. Like, they got too big, went tits up completely.
Mm-hmm.
This guy from Lincoln who ran the Game Room teamed up with local civil rights hero David Mitchell to buy the Gamers name.
Okay.
And then they got into a huge falling out because they found out that local civil rights hero David Mitchell
was
a massive homophobe who posted tons of anti-gay rants on his YouTube channel.
Okay.
And then so he opened his own Gamers right up here.
Well, they basically, because they had a partnership, they're like, you can have the Gamers name, but we want nothing to do with you. And we're going to keep this main store on 72nd.
So that's why the Gamers on 72nd is called Game Room now.
Yep.
And then... Okay. And then David Mitchell kept the gamer's name and opened up his shop.
Yeah. There's this one and one in Lincoln then, if the one in the Westroads is right. Oh, no, there's one on Ames as well now.
Oh, is there?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the one in Westroads closed because I was in there the other day and the slot it was in is something else now.
Hmm.
I mean, the important thing to do is to just not give them your business.
Yeah.
If you see that sort of shit, be like, thanks for wasting my time. Goodbye.
Yeah, I've never been in there since.
I went there once right after he first opened this location up. And his games were like more expensive than retail and were all like the one I wanted to pick up is like fucking waterlogged. It's all fucking warped and shitty. And he's asking more than what it would normally go for.
I mean,
like
scabs are going to be scabs.
And then he has all this new stuff.
Yeah.
That's not actually new.
It's refurbished.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a wonderful human being.
No, I'm just wary.
Nobody should do business with him.
All those types of places, those small stores, you got to be wary of them. Like, I got a friend who I sold him a liquid cooled heat sink for his CPU.
Yeah.
And it died. I mean, it was brand new. So he took it to a shop, and I'm like, dude, give me $25. I'll put a stock cooler on it. And he's like, no, I'm not doing that. And he took it into the shop. They charged him $300 to throw on a basic heatsink for this thing. And this is one in downtown Bellevue that has been there for fucking as long as I've known. Like, just forever. For as long as I can remember, it's been there. And this guy is just a shady motherfucker. And I don't know why. I mean, just people just don't know the difference. You go in there and get charged $300 for a $25 part.
Well, I mean, I guess it's one of those things where they're like, well, you can't do it and I can, so guess you're gonna pay me.
That's what it is. I mean, it's just old folks taking their computer in. I don't know why this doesn't work, and then you flip a switch on it and thanks, $500 please.
It does happen.
There's this streamer that we started watching lately who basically just calls up scammers and makes his voice sound like an old woman and he just fucks with them the whole time. Like, he's just a pain in the ass. He's difficult. He calls them, He makes little pet names for them to annoy him, and he just like trolls these scumbags who are trying to profit off of older people.
Yeah.
So, I just don't want to give those places my business anymore. They're all fucking. I can't like game. Like, what's the one? The
GameStop.
No, the one that you guys were talking about. The
Gamers.
No. The one that the exchange.
Pop Culture Exchange.
Pop Culture Exchange seems legit. Like every time you go in there, they're happy to see you.
He's a good guy.
It seems fine. Yeah, it's great. Like, go put a good review on that shit, because like that's what it is nowadays.
Yeah.
Honestly, people figure it out though. Like,
figure it out the hard way, and then they're the ones that get boned.
But people figure it out.
Yeah.
Eventually, these companies stopped doing well. There's a reason gamers went out of business in the first place, because it fucking sucked.
Yeah, the old gamers was also a massive scam spot.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember it was pretty cool when I was younger.
When you were younger.
I went in there shortly before they went out of business the first time. I went in there. I had just picked up my PlayStation VR. I'm like, I'm going to go see if there's any like used VR PlayStation games, pick them up and fuck around with them. They were selling the free demo discs.
Yeah.
For $10. It's a free disc that PlayStation gave out with PSVRs, or you could just download all of the games off of the PSN for free.
Damn.
And they were selling them for $10 a piece.
Yeah. I mean, fucking like, why scam. Not?
Yeah. And the dude who ran it then, he was a piece of shit too. Told his employees, like, basically threatened his employees, said if they didn't vote for Mitt Romney in the 2012 election, they could look for new jobs because you have to fire people.
Huh. That seems illegal.
He was right. He ended up going out of business, and it was all because Mitt Romney didn't win, right?
Yes, that's what it was.
Those damn employees just won't learn.
It wasn't because he was a piece of shit.
Yeah, it wasn't because he was a piss-poor businessman.
Businessman who wouldn't pay his people more than minimum wage.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
God damn.
Fuck that guy. Yeah, it's... Ben's Game Zone's really good too.
I've never been in there.
Cool. It's a cool spot.
I've heard like everybody
on the
Reddit.
Organizing than Candy's, but it's cool. It's a little bigger.
I've heard solid things about
that
place.
They're more, you know, game oriented, but they do have a pretty decent selection of toys and figures and shit. Yeah, there was that other one that went was going for a while that used to be down on Center, and he moved up right across from where Gamers is, Game Room is, Game Vault.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I forgot about that. He went out of
business. He went out of business because he was going into Candy Store, buying games from Candy, and then marking them up in his own store.
Yeah.
And Candy's like, I mean, I ain't going to fucking stop him because I'm making my money off him. But like,
I'm getting mine back.
What fucking, what business practice is that?
Apparently not a good one.
No. Dipshit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Gamers. You have to tip their employees because they're probably paid like $3 an hour.
It's true.
Because, yeah.
Fucking hate that shit. Every time I go buy cigars, I spend $100 on cigars, and like every single time it comes up asking me, do you want to give them a tip for your $100 worth of cigars? And I'm like,
why? At a why?
Well, it's a cigar shop and bar. So if you sit in there and drink, you should tip.
You should. The thing is, like, when the guy, like, he always makes it a point to come in there and say, hey, can I help you with anything?
Yeah.
And every fucking time I say, nope.
Yeah, same.
Because sometimes I like feel fucking guilty
for not tipping.
Not tipping because it comes out on their taxes. So there's some places that are just like, oh, give us extra money for asking if you need help. But in the same fucking time, like when I go get my haircut at this place, and if I buy a product from them, they're like, hey, we didn't include this product in your in your wage for the tip. And that's fair. Like, I appreciate that every single time.
When I go get my haircut at the fucking, I go to Sport Clips because they have yet to fuck up my haircut.
Okay. That's because you have a fantastic hairline.
It helps. But, but I go in there and they do like punch card thing where, you know, every few haircuts, you get a free haircut. Yeah. Or a 50% off. And anytime I get the cheaper one, I just throw like whatever I would have paid as a tip.
Yeah.
So like normally I tip $5 or $10 or whatever you tip on a haircut. But then every now and then I'm like, oh, this one was free. So here's like a fucking $20 tip.
I always tip insanely when I go get my haircut. Yeah. I don't know why. No other place do I do that.
Yeah.
You do a fantastic job of as a waitress, it's like, okay, maybe, you know, just 15%. But like,
I never tip less than 20%. I'm weird though.
Yeah, and that's why
if it's really shitty service.
Right. That's why it's cranking it up to like 18 now by default.
Right. Sorry.
I think tipped wages should not be fucking legal. I think places should just have to pay their employees.
I disagree completely.
I don't.
I understand, but I disagree completely.
Can you do me a favor and just rename this podcast to Old Fucks Yelling at the Clouds, basically?
The Loud Neighbors, that's kind of what that implies, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the entire point of it is we're two old people shouting about dumb... We're the neighbors that you hear over yelling, having a stupid argument in their backyard during a barbecue that you're like, what the fuck are these old boomers? Shut the fuck up about tip culture.
Yeah. Or like Colin's parents' gay neighbor who is just yelling at nothing.
I think tipped wages should go away. I think you should still be able to tip people.
Yeah.
But I fucking think restaurants should be paying their employees a lot more money. It's horseshit. And they're like, oh, prices would go up. Guess what? Already fucking paying extra because I have to tip. Who gives a fuck?
But
just actually pay them money.
Here's the thing. Your prices would go up at least what you're tipping, and they would end up getting paid less.
No, not necessarily.
100% necessary. Unless they're a shitty waitress, and then fuck them, they don't deserve money.
Or it's a shitty fucking job.
Then they're definitely not going to get paid anymore. They're going to get minimum wage and not a fucking cent over. Yeah. Whereas most waitresses and waiters, like if they're good, are making way over fucking.
Yeah, that's.
The handful of waitresses I know make way more than I do.
Yeah, you can make good money.
This just in, shit's fucked.
Yeah, I think tip culture and service is good for servers. I think it's better for servers than the minimum wage would be.
I mean, I don't know that they'd have to be paid minimum wage. I know a lot of them would be, but they're not getting paid minimum wage at fucking Burger King anymore. So why would they get paid minimum wage at a fucking bougie restaurant?
I mean, Burger King has please tip us on their shits now, man.
Do they really?
I don't know about Burger King specifically, but most fast food does have tip jars and shit now.
But see, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
As long as it goes to the employees.
Who knows if it does?
Yeah, that's the fact.
I mean, they're already getting their minimum wage. Why should they get the tips too?
Right.
Colin's management style.
I would give them tips. I don't give a shit.
No, because you're already paying a minimum wage, so you need all those tips to go right into your pocket.
Why would you pay a minimum wage?
Why would you pay them more than minimum wage? They're dumb high school kids.
That's not... yeah, okay.
Change of subject. Trevor couldn't figure out how to get one of these beers off.
Look how complicated these...
Did you just rip them off?
You just pull them off, and he couldn't figure out how to... It's literally the same as those little plastic clear ones.
So
he just couldn't figure out how
Ben's
to
get these
beer
cans
off.
Of beer that have this fucking full top clips on them that look like child locks.
These hipster... These hipster...
they look like the
six
shit...
Six-packs rings.
Yeah, they look like when you go to the grocery store and you try to buy a bottle of liquor and it has that fucking security lock on the top. It looks like one of those.
It was just as hard for you to get the beer off. How does this work? You hear him yelling from the fucking kitchen.
Well, I didn't know
if
there was
a trick
to it. I thought
we were getting rid of plastic. 100% recycled. Biatch.
You know where it's not going to be, though? It's going to go right into my trash. It ain't going to get recycled again.
I think I'm going to finish the rip. I'm going to probably finish.
Yeah, you're an alcoholic, man.
Well, I posted a video in the Discord of some guy who I figured Connor would be over it because he took a Mountain Dew bottle, and this guy is just... in the shittiest India-looking house you've ever seen. There's rugs everywhere, and he's just got this shitty stove. He's heating the bottle up over his stove, blows it up like a balloon, pulls the whole thing apart like fishing line, like a hobo fishing string.
Yeah.
Puts it through this heating nozzle, and then he uses it as plastic for his 3D printer. I mean, it's fucking brilliant.
Genius.
It was fucking cool.
Yeah.
I don't... What's so hard about it? Like...
Yeah,
you get the.
All right, you need to not nose breathe right into the microphone, man. Jesus Christ! Like we used to have the better audio quality than them.
Give him a little bit of credit.
He doesn't have noise gates.
I think he's only said fuck maybe like 10 times.
What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with saying
I don't
fuck.
Know. Every other word, it's just kind of like it loses all of its meaning.
Look, I don't know if you realize. See,
what
me and Colin, we were raised
loses all of its meaning.
We were raised in a certain.
Are like,
we're not bougie like you, who was raised with a silver spoon and
with
proper
the oven with the
two
oven.
$2,000 video cards.
Yeah, we're not upper middle class like you, asshole.
I am not upper middle class.
We were born in.
You're upper than we are.
I love the story of. I love the story of when you were bringing something over to put in our oven or something. And
yeah,
you. For some reason, the power was out, and you thought that because the power was out that a gas stove wouldn't work. The stovetop works. You just light it with a match, and then he's like, he just assumed that the inside oven didn't work because it was broken, and it was that the power was out.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, oh, well, I grew up with a broken oven, so we just use it as a storage space.
Yeah. I don't know.
Man,
I don't know.
That hit me hard. That hit me really hard.
This motherfucker graduated from Minnelusa to like two blocks from Minnelusa, and that was his Jefferson's moving on up moment.
Moving on up, moving on up
to a slightly less ghetto.
North Omaha.
That's right.
He got a mile further from the river, man. He's doing all right.
Yeah, fuck.
Did you ever get... I'd hate to bring up a sore subject. How long did it take to get your power back? Because I never asked you.
Till that Wednesday of that week.
So, how many days?
Four?
Yeah, it'd be... Well, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So, five.
Fuck. That's terrible, man.
Yeah, it sucked. Really badly. Really badly. And then, you know, lots of physical labor on top of it. Yeah, it's stupid.
Do like me and get all your trees cut down before the wind starts.
Yeah, I need to get your tree guy again.
I'll text it to you right
of
now,
you, man.
I don't forget.
That's like the luckiest, most fortunate thing ever. Meanwhile, I got a tree in my front yard that's like dead upright, and then code enforcement stops by and goes, "You need to get this cut down." I'm like, "Thanks, fuckers."
Man.
I know those guys.
Yeah.
Bellevue's a little weird about that stuff, I think.
Bellevue's...
Omaha doesn't really give a fuck.
When I was living down there years and years ago, I used to have a house I rented down in Bellevue, and I didn't appreciate yard work when I was young like I do now. And so we just didn't mow our yard. We were the worst neighbors. Okay. Like, make no mistake, we were the worst neighbors. So we would just let the yard go until our neighbor would call the city on us.
Yeah.
And then the city would come out and leave a ticket that basically if we didn't mow it within like 48 hours, the city would come do it and bill us for it.
Well, those pieces of shit need the fucking work anyway. I hate those guys. They're I call him up every time the guy, like, he's called me out on, like, a couple different instances. Like, I was living in my apartment, and this dude fucking came by and left a ticket on my car saying your license is, your registration is about to expire. I call him up, I go, Matt, remember me? It's Ben. We worked together. And he's like, no, I don't remember you.
What a dick.
Fucking asshole. Fucking piece of shit. We worked for each with each other for, like, 3 years.
Jesus.
What a dick.
And then he did the same thing with this tree. And I'm like, so what do I got to do? Do I got to cut the whole thing down? Could I leave it up like, you know, halfway? And, you know, no favors.
Yeah.
They're just, and it's basically what it is those cunts just, they, like, when you would ride in cars with them, they got magazines that have police, like, standard issued. Like, you can buy these police items from a magazine. There's a magazine for they just didn't become cops for some other fucking reason because they're just scumbags.
Like,
so what do? They become code enforcement,
like white trash people who just hang out at the army surplus store.
Fuck you, code enforcement.
Yeah,
they're like rent a cops.
Yeah,
fucking awful
security guards. You know, no big deal.
The worst cops fucking hate them. I bet
probably
my mom. Oh my god, speaking of security guards. My mom ran a stop sign at a grocery store parking lot once, like one of the pedestrian stop signs where if there's pedestrians, you got to stop. Otherwise, you just fucking blast right through it because there's nobody around. Fucking rent-a-cop, like, flashes her to pull her over. And she's my mom, right? She doesn't know. Like, she pulls over. A cop pulls up behind him, chases the security guard off, pulls up next to my mom and says, if one of those security guards ever tries to pull you over again, just drive away.
Nice. Yeah, I'll never forget the story of when we were working the Riverfest and some guy who was tearing around in his Corvette got pulled over by a cop on a bike.
Yeah.
And this fuck stopped for a cop on a bike.
Yeah. Goddamn. I mean, if it's an actual cop and they got your license plate, you might want to stop. Goddamn, Colin.
Oh, shit. All right, pause it up.
I stopped for a cop on a bike in Benson.
Yeah. I mean, you're not getting away in Benson.
No.
Like, you're ass-to-ass bumper traffic.
Yes, it was rush hour traffic on Maple.
Yeah, ain't going nowhere.
No. Yeah, weigh your consequences
you're
a little bit there.
You're going nowhere. I know. I got made fun of a lot for that. It was a noise violation.
Oh,
I was playing K7 Swing Bada 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 Swing really loud in my minivan, my 1984 Plymouth Voyager with a 15-inch Olympus subwoofer.
God damn.
It was pretty fucking awesome.
They actually give tickets for that?
Yes, they do. They do give noise violations.
They definitely
They don't anymore. That was a thing.
In the late 90s, they were real big on fucking with people about their... When the big bass stereos were really trendy for a while in the late 90s,
really
early 2000s, they were cracking down.
You mean
down
it was really
it.
Awesome there for a while? I mean,
like when even I
jealous.
When even I had like...
Yeah, I'd love to hear your fucking license plate rattling against the back of your car. That sounds
I can't
amazing.
Hear that.
Yeah, it's too loud in the car to hear
but
the rattle.
Outside,
it sounds really good
hear
inside.
Your little jalopy rattling against itself. And
I don't have a jalopy.
Then you probably did.
I had a 1984 Plymouth Voyager, buddy. That was the first minivan.
Oh, told.
Oh, fuck, man.
I fucking love that minivan, dude. Then a tree fell on it, and it was sad.
Yeah.
It's doing you a favor.
Your face is doing me a favor.
Thank you.
If I could find another one in good condition, I'd fucking buy it in a heartbeat. I ran into a buddy of mine, sold him some speakers, and he picked up this little Eagle Summit minivan. It's like a sub minivan.
Yeah.
I want it so fucking bad. It's all-wheel drive, and it's just this shitty little Mopar piece of crap.
I mean, you're married and got a little 90s. Family now. Buy a minivan, motherfucker.
No, I want this one.
Oh.
I was like, so would you maybe trade stereo equipment for it? I was like, I can hook you up with a really sweet system for your Eagle Summit.
At what point does a sub minivan just become a... small SUV? Like,
I mean,
SUVs are basically
SUVs don't have sliding doors on the side. Minivans
that's the difference. You got to have the sliding door, or what are you even doing?
Right.
So the whole point of the minivan is so you can have your crew in the back. You roll up, they throw the sliding door out, they kick the shit out of the motherfucker, hop right back in and drive away.
It's true. These are all facts. fucking awesome. That's so awesome.
My mom used to just have like Dodge Caravan, like full size Dodge vans. I don't know what they were fucking called. Just, yeah, you know, the full size Dodge vans.
There's a
like
Ram
the,
van.
The cargo vans. And we would just, there was like a ladder on the back, and we would just ride around on the ladder on the back.
Oh my God.
It was awesome.
Fuck. So safe.
Look.
I know. I know. We know. We know.
That was the least dangerous of the shit we did growing up.
Oh my God. It's amazing we're still alive.
Yeah. One time we were going out to Manawa with this fucking, when my mom's neighbor was driving, he had this big old fucking truck, man, just a massive fucking truck. This is mid-90s. We're all riding in the back of his truck with all of our gear and shit and a tarp just kind of over us, and he's hauling ass down L Street. Something blows out of the back of the truck. He just, at full speed, does a U-turn over the median in the fucking swips back around, starts driving the wrong way down L Street with all of us kids just in the back of the truck.
So how is it you ever let your grill fall out of the back of that truck then? That's so weird.
Yeah, well, it wasn't my truck, wasn't my tie down job. I don't know. It doesn't matter. The grill got replaced. It was all fine. No harm, no foul on that one.
So you didn't tie it down. No. Maybe you forgot to say that's not going anywhere.
Why haven't you gotten rid of your other grill?
What?
Why haven't you gotten rid of your other grill?
Yeah, maybe. Why haven't?
Because I don't have anywhere to fucking...
Sell it for scrap.
No, put it on the curb. Somebody will take
it. Yeah, I just haven't drug it. Because it's a fucking pain in the ass to carry off the deck, man. I just haven't done it yet.
I mean, well, you're such a strapping young lad at this point. You're way less than me.
Well,
just carry it out there,
Jesus
bitch.
Fucking Christ. What is it to you guys?
Trying to help you out.
It's not like it's a pile of pallets you're trying to throw in my yard. What are you doing to me?
Yeah, those would be far more useful. Oh, wait.
We'll use the grill as a fucking barricade.
Wow. That's a good idea. You can't take it down there, you old man.
Yeah. I'll just throw it off the edge. Fuck it.
Oh, I also watched a movie.
What movie?
It's called Vacation Friends with John Cena.
Is it a porno?
And random people I don't know.
All right.
And it's fucking great.
I mean, it's got John Cena.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
He's pretty entertaining, it turns out.
He's I think he's better than The Rock. I'm saying it. He's not as yes.
How about that scene where he's fucking Amy Schumer?
It was the only funny scene in the whole movie.
There you go.
It was hilarious. Boom.
Of course you have a retort for that.
He's fucking Amy Schumer and describing himself and how hot he is to come.
That scene ruined that guy's whole image for me.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm all about like doing weird shit for movies just for, you know, making fun of yourself. That's great and all, but that's just like, it's Amy Schumer though.
Ah, I bet he got paid real good.
Of course you're just ignoring the fact that it's Amy Schumer this whole time.
Yeah, he's thinking of himself. It's the only way he could come with Amy Schumer is to imagine himself.
Yeah.
So fucking funny.
It's fucking great.
Oh, John Cena.
Yeah.
He's really good in The Suicide Squad.
Yeah. I didn't even know that movie is. Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
You didn't? The new one?
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
Yeah. It's funny for like the first half hour, then I lost interest.
I mean, Starro the Conqueror didn't sell you?
We talked about this. I thought that was kind of cool, but yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. You're wrong.
I'm not. It wasn't that good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else John Cena has done, so.
Quite a few.
Oh, he's really good in the fucking Transformers movie he's in. And the only good Transformers movie.
Bumblebee?
Yeah,
he was.
Where he's got a line where he's like, "You guys, they're called Decepticons. Why are we listening to them?"
God damn it. he's fantastic. I like John Cena.
You do anything else?
Not really.
You got any other stories? You got any other content?
No.
I played some video games. I bought the new Psychonauts. I haven't gotten too far into it, but I'm very excited about it. What I have played of it feels just like the old Psychonauts, which is a good thing.
Because
the first Psychonauts is a great game. I recommend to everybody.
Okay.
And I finished Axiom Verge 2, which is a game I have very mixed feelings on because I hated it. Couldn't stand it for the first like 4 or so hours of it, and then you get a couple abilities like that deep in, and then I loved it. Like the first half of the game, I didn't think it was. I was just fucking bitching about it. I hated it. And then the second half of the game, I'm like, oh, this game is great. And then I beat the game and I can't stop playing it. I'm just trying to 100% the map for no reason, just because at a certain point the game just turns and gets really, really good.
Hmm.
It's fucking weird.
Interesting.
I wasn't expecting it.
I don't have that in me to play through a game like that. Yeah. Again, yeah.
It's a Metroid style.
Oh, okay.
Game. 2D, fucking that kind of
like
pixel art.
Did you ever get Bloodstained?
Not yet.
You should get Bloodstained.
When it's cheap.
I think I paid like 20 or 30 for it.
Yeah, when it's cheap. When it goes on Steam sale for $10, I'll pick it up.
Get it for the Switch.
No.
Why?
Because it'll run better on anything else.
I mean, it plays pretty well.
Yeah, it'll run better on anything else.
Whatever.
If games like that, I don't...
You just told me, like, I haven't even turned my computer on in a month.
Till I started playing Psychonauts.
Oh, okay.
Fine. Oh, speaking of Psychonauts, I signed up for the Microsoft Game Pass.
Yeah.
Bro, that is the best deal in video games.
Yeah.
It's like, what, $10 a month? For, like, 100 fucking Microsoft games?
Sure.
And anything Microsoft Studios is day and date on it, so the new Halo will be on there. You can play it. Psychonauts 2 was... I got it because it was $1 for the first month.
Yeah.
So I can play Psychonauts 2 for $1 instead of $60.
Okay.
And, like, there's just so much shit on there, man. So that's something to look into.
I should probably cancel my Xbox Live Gold subscription.
Yeah, cancel that and replace it with this.
I mean, I'm not going to because I won't play it.
All right, fair enough.
It's kind of why I've been selling off a lot of games, because I don't fucking play games very much.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's weird.
Ben, I got the Xbox Game Pass, so I have Battlefield 1 again.
Oh, great.
So if you want to bang your head against that wall again, let me know.
Well, I'd have to put it on the Xbox, which I'm not going to do.
No, I got it on PC, the PC version of the Xbox Games Pass.
Oh, okay.
Which
Maybe
gives
it's
you
better now.
Which gives you the... Well, my hope is that it will connect better because I'm playing it through, but it still launches it through the EA shit, so I don't know. It's all dumb. It's all fucking dumb.
Hey, Trevor.
What?
Would you like a delicious solo cup of water?
Did you get a solo cup out of my bathroom and fill it with water?
I got the solo cup from above your toilet and filled it with bidet water.
Why would you do that?
Because...
That is my fucking shower speaker, man.
That's your shower... But wouldn't you like a refreshing cup of water from your bidet?
Why would I want to...
I don't understand
bidet
this.
Water?
I don't get this bit.
Because bidets are fucking gross.
I mean, to drink out of, sure, but yeah. To wash your ass, they're better than toilet paper.
Disagree.
You're wrong.
I mean, I'll buy you another solo cup if it makes you feel better.
It doesn't. I'm just curious why you would take a drink out of my toilet.
I didn't take
with
a drink
my
out of your
shower
toilet.
Speaker.
Because he thinks splashing water on your butt is the same as drinking water.
Yeah, well, that's really weird.
I don't get that.
Do you eat toilet paper?
Like the cone heads? Yeah.
All right. So...
That's your wait. Hang on. We need to roll back here. That's
yeah.
Your shower speaker.
Yeah,
it's how just, is a cup your shower speaker?
Put this phone in it.
You put the phone in it, and it amplifies the noise incredibly.
So what I'm taking from this is you're upset that I used your solo cup for toilet water.
Oh, you got a little Bluetooth or a USB thing. I got a little Bluetooth speaker I can give you. You got to keep it plugged in all the time, but it's louder.
Solo cup's all I need, buddy.
It's louder.
I'm sure it is, but
and it's free.
All right. You talked me into it.
Fuck.
But the solo cup works.
That's what I use in my shower, though.
I stick a phone in a solo cup, pop it up on top of the fucking curtain, and it amplifies through my shower loud as fuck.
Yeah.
You've never done the solo cup trick?
Never. I don't even know what you're talking about.
So when you're poor and can't afford fancy things,
what
like
is that
Bluetooth
like?
Speakers, you just got to make do. So you just stick your cell phone into a solo cup and it amplifies the sound.
I like the fact that he bent down, turned the bidet on to fill a cup.
Yeah, he stuck his head in my toilet to do this.
Just for a bit.
Just for a bit.
But bidets are gross.
Yeah.
They're disgusting.
Nobody's going to think you're gay if you use one, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think that it... I wouldn't care if anybody thought I was gay, first off.
I mean, that's got to be it.
I can't think of any other reason why you wouldn't want a clean ass.
That always seems like people's go-to's like, I want something shooting up my butt.
But it's kind of gay that you're suggesting that such a thing would make you gay.
I mean, you get the water right up your ass. It feels good.
It does.
Look, I'm going to tell you something.
Unless you have the water pressure too high, that kind of hurts.
When you're cleaning out your ass, you're like, oh, I get it.
And turns out you have nerves down there, so sometimes like you hit the wrong spot and you feel it up here.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's more of a prostate massage than a fucking. It's fucking gross.
I get why they're gay now. I'm like, poop, woo, that I get it. That dude, tickles.
Not having poop stains ever is awesome,
dude. Never having
We've been down this dirt road.
I want to install one at my work.
Never having that midday ass itch is the best thing that's ever happened.
Yep, I want to put one at my store because we need to have that.
Yeah, they should be everywhere.
They should.
Just eat a bunch of yogurt. You'll be fine. Nah. You'll be okay. Trust me.
You still got to wipe.
Nope. Not necessary.
This motherfucker has got brown stains in every pair of boxers.
Well, yeah, they're 20 years old, so. I mean, Jesus. That's not a fucking,
who
that's,
has underwear that's this not long?
A stretch.
Apparently, that's how you become upper middle class. You just don't buy necessities.
Don't replace underwear.
Who replaces underwear? That's fucking. That's
every what, December, you know I that throw the, all my underwear away and buy new fucking, underwear.
The biggest market for men's underwear is middle-aged mothers.
Well, yeah, it's because they got kids.
Yeah,
they got
so. That's just going to buy my underwear for me.
You
can buy them. You're an adult
that's
now.
That's fucking ridiculous. No, I'm not going to do that.
My mom hasn't bought underwear for me since I was fucking like 13.
Right. Since I stopped wearing tidy whiteys.
Yes. I was like, no, I want to wear boxers from now on because these things are stupid. And
yeah, but now boxers aren't cool. Now you got to have briefs.
Boxer briefs.
Cool doesn't enter into it. Comfort enters into it. Yeah. No, okay. And yeah, boxer briefs are
sex
the way to
appeal.
Go.
Yeah, there. How about that then?
But boxer briefs, they hug it. They make it look bigger.
Took me forever to switch off from tidy whiteys to boxers. I'm not doing it again.
Because your mom wouldn't buy you any new underwear. Jesus Christ. I imagine you were wearing like your fucking boxers from or your tidy whiteys from when you were like 12 until you were like in your mid 20s because your mom stopped buying you new.
They barely fit him. He's spilling over the fucking edges.
It's just an elastic waistband at this point that he's putting on out of habit.
It's like a jock strap.
It's a single elastic band and I named
it. Fucking dangles down in the front like a loincloth.
Fuck. Yeah, you guys are gross.
You should buy some boxer briefs, dude. They're pretty. Although, I will say, fit of those things is.
Yeah, you got to make sure you get the right ones because they're hit or miss.
Yeah, it's not it, like the. What was it that sold me on it? The Duluth Trading Company.
Yeah.
They're $50 for a single pair of boxer briefs.
Fuck that.
Yeah, have you ever been in there? That's why they're fucking making so much money is because
I'm poor.
$50.
I buy all my clothes at Walmart because I've never been into any store that would charge $50 for one pair of clothing.
It's nuts. And then you put them on and you think it's going to be the best thing ever. It's the worst.
I do want to get a pair of those.
Are they like the fire hose material?
No.
Like the pants?
No.
They have fire hose boxer briefs.
No.
I do want to get sponsored by the fucking MeUndies so we can get some free like micro modal.
Yeah.
Well, you have to be popular for that.
Do you? I don't know. I've listened to a lot of podcasts that have their sponsorship that I'm pretty sure nobody else listens to.
We're not trying at all.
We're not trying at all. That's the trick.
Yeah. It's facts.
I was hoping to do nothing and make money doing it. Yeah. Okay, bud.
I don't want money. I just want free boxers. Let's be clear. I will do I'll do a month of ads for them for free pair of boxers.
Sure. Yeah. It's Marshall's is the place to get your underwear, though.
Or Walmart. That's where I go.
Marshall's is cheaper.
Really?
Oh, dude.
I'd get them at the dollar store. They sold them at the dollar store, but
Marshall's is where I get all my socks and all my underwear. All
right. Where's Marshall's at?
There's one over here by the what's that place? It's not Target anymore. The sandwich place that we go to sometimes.
Slotsky's?
Yeah.
Okay.
In that strip.
Oh, in the old Baker's Plaza.
No.
There used to be a Baker's in there.
Baker's was on the other side. It was west of 132nd. This is east.
Oh. Well, that's where the sandwich shop is.
Yeah.
Never mind. I understand.
There used to be a Baker's west of there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I follow. Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
It's in front of what used to be a Service Merchandise.
Sure.
There used to be a Service Merchandise that I remember very fondly because it's where I bought my Ghostbusters trap. My toy Ghostbusters trap for my Ghostbusters costume when I was 9 years old.
Nice.
It was awesome. little pedal on it, and the little doors opened up.
Nice.
There's a little glow-in-the-dark ghost in it.
Yeah, I had one of those.
Yeah, of course you did. You were rich. Me, that was a life event. I remember it.
I did not have one of those.
Colin was... See, there's a tiers of poor here, and Colin is the poorest.
I had to pretend.
Did you have one of those?
Colin just had little fucking shoe boxes, and he threw them out, and that was his trap.
Fuck.
Drew a little ghost on a piece of paper and threw it in the shoebox.
All right. Now I'm curious. Did you guys ever have that little carpet that, you know, the little town? There's a word.
Everybody's got that carpet.
Carpet where it's like all the roads. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you guys have those?
I never had one, but.
I don't think they were around when we were very young. I think that was like a couple years after us, but no.
Yeah, you guys are older than me, so.
Yeah. I don't think, no. My little brother had one.
I did have a shit ton of Legos, though, so.
I had a couple. I didn't have any Legos until I was old enough to steal.
You had Duplos?
Yeah, basically.
Duplos.
I mean, we had.
Yeah. You had the cheaper interlocking bricks, you fucking pleb.
Well, there's a difference.
No, Duplo is the baby stuff.
Oh, no, no, no.
Duplo is the big one.
We had Mega Bloks. Yeah,
okay. Mega Bloks were fun.
They were not as good as Lego, though. Yeah. Like, Lego has a quality control thing that Mega Bloks didn't have. That's why some Mega Bloks just don't stick together, and every Lego block does.
Yeah. Also, the Mega Bloks, they used to be like, they'd shatter real easy.
Yeah.
And then just become weapons or, you know.
Until high school, and then me and my buddy just started stealing Lego from the Kmart that used to be up here.
Perfect.
Jesus Christ.
Till that Kmart went out of business because of all the shit we stole from them.
How could you?
It was
Target
Kmart.
Target had a family and kids, you jerk.
It was Kmart, not Target.
Whatever.
Fuck them.
Same thing.
Fuck them. I got nothing else.
Yeah, I'm...
You got anything else, Ben?
I've got so many stories.
Was there a fucking email?
No, I checked.
What the shit?
Nobody emails us anymore.
MZ.
She failed us again and again.
Her and Fleer are our two fans.
And Connor can only write so many emails about fucking, about, you know.
I mean, it takes a whole week to get that compiled and put into any single email that we won't read.
I mean, I read every single email that comes in because there's only ever like one. And none of the other hundreds of pretend downloads we have are actual people who can write, so. And Matt hasn't written a new book lately, so he has nothing to plug. Oh, shit. But if you got nothing else, we can hang it up there.
Yeah, I'm good.
Thanks for listening to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. Email us at theloudneighbors@outlook.com, facebook.com/loudneighbors.
Please, they're desperate.
Tip your cashiers.